Hey, Joe, how was the weekend?
Oh, you know, it was great. Hard to be back at work, man.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't you want to be at work?
Well, sometimes it just gets so hard for me to get up every day and put in 8 hours, and then I sit in this cube where I just die on the inside. I have a huge spiritual void inside of my soul, and everyone just talks about the stupid hockey game all day long. Do you ever feel like you need to work less?
Wow, Joe, you sound pretty bitter. I was just going to ask how you liked the hockey game last night. Joe, where are you going? Why are you punching the cop here? Oh, my God, don't. Oh, wow. Joe, you do realize the importance of working hard and keeping our economy growing, right? We need to keep consuming, otherwise the economy will fall apart.
Do you think that there's more to life than working every day? Because I do.
You really shouldn't talk that way around the office, Joe. So, whatever you do, make sure you don't vote for the Work Less Party this May in the British Columbia elections. That would be a disaster.
That's right. I need to keep drawing that paycheck on this dead-end job that just destroys my soul.
FM CITR Vancouver. Hello, everybody. Are you having a nice day? I am. Welcome to the Butter on the Bread show, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock until Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. Well, it's been just an incredible week. I'm done with most of the things that I do all year, particularly school, which has been great. For me, not so much for my liver, but yes, I hope everyone is enjoying the beautiful, beautiful weather. Go to the beach, take your dog for a walk, go walk through the forest somewhere, maybe just go outside on the porch and read a book, do something, or just bring your computer, if you're listening on your computer right now, outside and just sit in the grass and feel some cherry blossom leaves, and yes, enjoy yourselves. If you happen to find yourself in Vancouver this lovely Friday, coming up, there is, a concert, for the ages. I'm going to be saying that a few times, actually, this show. The Oz are doing before they go on tour to America, a pre-tour party at, Thor's Palace, with just a ton of amazing, amazing bands. Chris Horrific of CITR will be playing. He's the host of the Parts Unknown show on Mondays. And also Weed will be playing. And another member of that band is involved with CITR. Hugo is our volunteers coordinator. Roll Mock is playing. Cult Babies. And What's Wrong, Tohei. So I'm going to play a few of those bands right now. You can catch them all at Thor's Palace this Friday. There's going to be a few kegs, I believe, so some cheap beer and just a pretty awesome house party rock and roll music show. So without further ado, we'll start with the band, which is making that all happen, the Oz. This is from their album Future Without Her, and it's actually two songs, Our Town and Wonka Pump, which are sort of just really nicely linked together. So I hope you enjoy. I'm going to be here for about 55 more minutes or so, and without further ado, this is The Oz.
I've got a friend who I destroyed, although before she was sad inside, and I'm not surprised, I can still make you cry. Don't introduce me to your lover, 'cause I know all about her, and I can't kiss you.
Thank you. take away my bride. Don't take away my light. If I take two steps with her nearby, it won't be much, it won't be much of a lie. Don't take away my brain. Don't take away my mind. If it takes five tries to remember your name, it won't be much, no, won't be much of a lie. Don't take away my child. I'll barely get by. If I have to hear what the doctor has to say, it won't be much, no, won't be much of a lie. Don't want bad things to happen anymore. No dad of mine's gonna call my mom a fool. Mom's not gonna say there's nothing she can do. No daughter of mine's gonna walk alone to school. No son of mine makes any mistakes. No pastor's gonna tell me to get married today. No children of mine are gonna be schooled at home. No wife of mine's gonna pay to go to Rome. Don't take away my pride. Don't take away my light. If I take two steps with her nearby, it won't be much, it won't be much of a lie.
Ah.
sweet baby Jesus on roller skates. You can see all of those bands this Friday at Thor's Palace, which is off Main Broadway. That was Weed, who's also going on tour mid-May. And then that was off their album Gun Control and Tie to Everything You Own, the name of that track. Before Weed, you heard Roll Mock L'America, is that album. Montana was the name of that track. Before that, you heard Bible Belts, which is Chris Arific and his wife. Chris Arific, I think, is going Han Solo on Friday, which should be cool. Maybe someday soon, baby Sylvie and him and his wife will form a Parts Unknown trio family band. That was their song Two Steps by Bible Belts. And then before that, two songs by The Oz, which are actually really one song, Our Town and Wonka Pump. That is off their album Future Without Her. They're playing this Friday at their house, or two of the band members' house, Thor's Palace. They're selling, I'm wearing my t-shirt right now, actually. They have these really cool new The Oz t-shirts in assorted colors and sizes, which you can purchase. Cheap beer, you can buy the album there. Davina's going to do a keg stand, I think. It should be a good time. On to some other tunes. This is an album which is probably one of my favorite albums of 2013 already, hands down. I'm doing that one next. This is also actually one of them, these next two albums. First, I'm going to play for you a man named Rennie Wilson, who I had the pleasure of meeting and seeing perform last night at the Biltmore Cabaret, and that's the best concert I've seen this year, hands down. And his album's called Sugar Glider, and it's just incredible, melancholy disco, just some really great tunes, and he just killed it, an incredible, solid band, and he was climbing up on the cage walls and wiggling around on the floor, and it was a nice one. So yeah, I'll start with that. This is his track, Could've It Been Me, off his Mint Records album release, Sugar Glider, Mr. Rennie Wilson on 101.9 FM CITR.
I told you countless times, but you would never give me the
Okay, I played two songs accidentally off of that album, but it was well worth it. That was Rennie Wilson. Sugar Glider was the name of the album, and I'm now joined in the studio by the lovely Miss McGon.
Hello.
Good afternoon, McGon. Sounds like you've been up to some fun things recently.
Yeah, well, you will hear about it more in depth on the Arts Report today at 5 o'clock.
Oh my gosh, today at 5 o'clock. That's today at 5 o'clock.
I know. Shout out to myself.
No, just a little shameless advertising on my show. That's all you came in here to do?
I feel pretty shameful. I feel ashamed okay. about it. Sure, I'm going to call it shameless.
As long as you feel shame.
On Sunday I checked out Eye of the Storm, which I guess has happened. It's like the third time it's happened at the Rio.
Hmm.
Shout out to them. Happy fifth birthday of being like their whole art house thing.
Oh, cool.
And it was like experimental visuals and little movies and such with a lot of local sound artists and like lots of acidy house experimental soundscaping and stuff. And cool. Then after the break, a couple bears spun. So that was pretty sweet.
Like men in bear costumes?
They said they were a couple of bears. So, I don't think they're liars. Are you calling them liars, Ryan?
No, I'm not. I've just,
Hibernator.
Whenever I see a bear try to operate a turntable, he always ends up, like, his claw, you know, it starts, like, playing another track because he accidentally drags it in the wrong groove.
So, it's kind of like, you're like a bear, basically, because you just accidentally played two.
I am a bear.
You're basically a bear. Yeah.
You've seen me shirtless in here.
Of course. Megan, you know. Huge. Just like he's just huge and hairy. Yeah. Gosh.
I don't know about the huge part, yeah. But certainly I'm a little bear.
That's a big part of being a bear, I think, is being
large. I don't think all bears are big. I think you're making a generalization here. What about like sun bears? You're just thinking of grizzlies.
Yeah, but like compared to a human being.
I'm sure, like, what about koala bears? Ooh.
Whoa, Ryan. Ooh. You just got real. This bear talk got real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just got bear grilled.
But that event, I saw The Passenger. He's always great. He's on Gareth Moses' label.
Cool.
More Than Human Records. And there's a bunch of other great stuff that happened. So we didn't stay the whole time because it was 3 hours just to intermission. And then, like, there's another 3 hours after that.
Jeez.
Yeah. And the Hibernator played great music, but it was, like, kind of dance. And I don't want to sit in a chair and listen to dance music. I want to dance to it.
You should have just gotten up on your chair and just started it all off.
Stronger hearts than mine, Ryan. Stronger hearts than mine.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing more about it on the Arts Report today at 5 o'clock.
Well, I look forward to telling you more about it.
Oh, speaking of which, it looks like there's going to be a new addition or helper with the Arts Report. I talked to Miss Sarah today.
Yeah. Starting next week, every other week will be hosted by the equally lovely and talented Sarah Lapsley. She really enjoys visual art and music. She's a local musician from the local scene. She's a grad student here at UBC. And so, yeah, she's great. And she's done a lot of work for the Arts Report. So she's going to be taking a little bit off my shoulders.
All right.
And so we'll get a little better quality every week, I think, because we're not so rushed. It's a lot of work.
Cool. Absolutely. This is a lot of work, and I just play music.
I know. Like, you're not doing really anything at all, and it's a lot of work. No, I'm just joking. Shout out to people who are doing a lot of work.
Okay. Up next, before I played two songs in a row, is my favorite album so far of 2013. This is The Home Shake. I can't remember the dude's name, but he's the... Oh, maybe it says right here. Peter Sagar. Cigar. He is the guitarist for Mac DeMarco, and I'm going to play the first track off of his new album, The Home Shake Tape, which is titled Haters. Megan, any final words before we blast off?
Hate is gonna hate, Ryan.
Hate is gonna hate. Actually, the next song's called Hate, so this song is Haters, and then it's gonna hate.
It all ties together.
Yeah, I love it when a plan comes together.
Peace!
The A-Team.
Let's go. Go.
gets your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so...
That's not true. They're not accepting applications anymore. That PSA is a bit outdated, but I just wanted to let everyone know that you should shop at Sprouts for... Not really shop, but go there for a bite to eat. Or you can sign up for Sprouts Box, which I think I'm on the waiting list for, but it's sweet. They just take all these sweet vegetables grown from the UBC farm, and they drive around campus on bicycles delivering it to people, or you can pick it up at Sprouts if you don't live on campus like me. So, without further ado, this is Bad Indians, and the song is called Hate. Nice. Really nice. That was Bad Indians. Hate the name of that track. Okay, now we're going to get into a little bit of the hip-hopping for all you rap kids out there. This first song isn't technically hip-hop. It's a hip-hop cover. The L. Michaels Affair, an orchestral band. And in 2009, they produced an album called Enter the 37th Chamber, which is a reference to, of course, Wu-Tang Clan's first album, Enter the 36th Chamber. And yes, it's all Wu-Tang covers, and it is incredible. So this is probably the most famous Wu-Tang song ever, Cream. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar, bill, y'all. Covered by the L. Michaels Affair. And then after that, I'm going to do a Guru, MC Solar, French-American hip-hop collaboration song called The Good, The Bad, Le Bien, Le Mal. So yeah, without further ado, this is the L. Michaels Affair. Enter the 37th Chamber, the name of this album, and this is their rendition of Cream.
Le bien, le mal, le good, le bad, le bien. alias sur la misère. Le réel menace votre alalala l'air. L'air de rien, je doute de l'existence des dieux, de l'existence du mieux dans un lieu plus pieux. Alors je prends de l'avance en prenant du recul, car prendre du recul c'est prendre de l'élan.
I come in peace, my suckers always trying to front, so I gotta let them know, gotta let them know. This ain't no game punk, cause you could wind up dead with bullets to the head from the posse's left. I'm like your mentor, and this is for your benefit. So kill the noise, cause the rude boys ain't having it.
It's the grunt, the bad, the bien, le mal. The grunt, the bad, le bien, le mal.
En prophète de la fête, je suis contre ceux qui fêtent la défaite de la fête. Alors faites attention, cette recette intercepte de la quête, trouble fête et le son domine la situation. Le bien et le mal, situation critique. Problème politique et technique, ok man, tout s'explique.
Yeah, my man MC Solar in the house. I'm known as the goon, you know that. Got the whole posse, Jimmy James, Mikey Mush, Loser, Blackjack, Black, Terry, Ramses, Sunni MC, Secret, Menelec, Family Cruz, Planet Mars, Strike, Regis, Bull Bass, Zidane, Democrat B, and the whole entire crew. You know what I'm saying? Taking no shorts at 9-3. Peace, it's the good and the bad, and I'm out.
Bam. We're back. That was stressful. I almost had to sneeze right as the song ended. The trials and tribulations of summer vacation in a first world country. That was Guru and MC Solar off Guru's Jazzmatazz. The first one, Volume 1, from 1993. And before that, you heard the L. Michaels Affair rendition of Wu-Tang Clan's Cream. Fun fact, Wu-Tang Clan is from Staten Island, where my mother, Patricia McDermott Roselle, is also from. And if you do that math, that basically means that my mother is Wu-Tang Clan. She certainly is no one to fluff with. That is for sure. Anyways, back to some more of the rock music. How much time do we have? Okay, cool. This is the new DOC's album, and I'm going to play a song that they released for a music video that they just did, which is also just, their music videos are so dark and crazy. This one is pretty gnarly. You should give it a watch. It's worth checking out. They're a pretty strange, dark band, but solid all the way through. Duncan McHugh of Duncan's Donuts says that it's his favorite band to see live. Fun fact. So, without further ado, this is the OC's Toe Cutter Thumb Buster. And then I'm going to come back, and for the rest of the hour, I'm going to try to fit in as many Apollo Ghost songs as I can. So be sure to stay tuned all the way until 4 o'clock when Snow Whale will commence airing. The OCs. I think I forgot to mention the album is called Floating Coffin. That is their new album. Pretty killer band. Be sure to check out their music videos if you would like to see something disturbing. Okay. We're almost at the end of the show, but I've got a few more things to talk about. One more thing to talk about, actually, specifically. May 10th, a day that will go down in history as the night for one last time, the Apollo Ghosts, one of my favorite bands of all time, brought the house down. It's their last show. The band is breaking up. And these lovely, lovely individuals who've just created so many just incredible albums will be performing for the last time. And not only that, but as CITR, being more than just a radio station, we held a, during our fun drive, a silent auction in which one of the prizes was you get to go on stage and sing the Apollo Ghost song of your choice. Of your choice. With the Apollo Ghosts. At their last show ever. And I won it. I dropped a little bit of money on it. I'm not going to lie. But it's going to be worth every penny. And yes. Yesterday. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. I went to their practice space. And I practiced my song with the Apollo Ghosts. You don't know how awesome that was, and I got to see them perform a few of their songs just for me. I mean, it was for them, really, but I was there, and it was incredible. So I'm not going to tell you which song I'm going to sing. There are a few, I think I've said it on Chris's show, but there are a few individuals out there who know, but instead I'm just going to play for the last 5 minutes, two or maybe three of my favorite Apollo Ghost songs, not including the one that I'm singing. So without further ado, from one of the greatest bands of all time, the Apollo Ghosts, this is their Forgotten Triangle album, and the name of this song is Shanghai Alley, on the Butter on the Bread show on 101.9 FM CITR. Well, it looks like we've only got time for one more. Dang it! I had at least three I wanted to play. But I'll be back next Wednesday, which is, the concert's on for, 2 weeks. May 10th. Mark your calendars. If you're anyone who enjoys anything, please go to that show. It's going to be incredible. Incredible, people. Up next is Snow Whale, our First Nations show, which we syndicate from Co-op Radio. Just another great show. And after that is the Arts Report with Megan, so be sure to tune into that as well. And, one more Apollo Ghost song. This is Angel Acres off Hastings Sunrise. Thanks for listening. I think the show went well today. I think it did. The sunshine, it's having an effect on my brain. The opposite effect that not going to school anymore is having on my brain. I don't know if it's particularly not going to school, which is having that effect, but that is a conversation for another show. Thank you for tuning in to The Butter on the Bread, and without further ado, I've said that at least three times this show. Up next, how about that? Coming up next, one last song for you folks. This is the Apollo Ghosts, Angel Acres.
And in my defense, I didn't know that gun was loaded. And in my defense, I didn't know that girl was loaded. And in my defense, I didn't know my dad was loaded.